Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I greatly enjoy hearing from you, the listener. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Rachel Rapino. Rachel is a former professional soccer player and is the sister to two times World Cup champion Olympic gold medalist Megan Rapino. The two have created a CBD sports medicine brand, Mendy, as a collection of products and as a platform on a mission to improve athletes' lives using all natural recovery tools. I'm honored to have her on the show. Welcome, Rachel, to Cannabis Radio.
Vivian, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on. I'm excited to chat with you.
Absolutely. So for the first time in the history of the Olympics, participating athletes are now allowed to incorporate CBD products into their training in preparation to compete at the Games. How significant is this policy?
I think it was a big step in the right direction. I mean, obviously, you know, we have a ways to go still and just completely destigmatizing cannabis bans in general. But I think by them opening up at least the CBD policy, it at least gives athletes equal access to healthier products. And that's really at the end of the day, they just want to take products that are healthier, more sustainable, and really empower their health and wellness versus prescripted sleeping aids and anti-inflammatories and pain relief products that really don't get to the root of the problem. They just kind of mask it. And athletes want, you know, they want to know what they're putting in their bodies and they want to make sure they're putting whole plant and whole foods in their bodies. So I think just in terms of protecting them and making a statement, it's a good first step.
Do you think, do you see a day in the future when the Olympics might not consider THC cannabis a performance enhancing substance?
I do see that. I mean, they're already reviewing the THC ban in response to the outrage that happened after they banned Sha'Carri Richardson from competing in the Games. I think the bigger question, though, is not whether the cannabis ban is going to be dropped. It's more so going to be around the policy, the international policies of taking these products in and out of the country. So even for Japan, even though this technically was the first Olympics where athletes could use CBD products, they still couldn't travel with it because you can't cross international borders. So they were able to use these products to prepare them for the world's biggest stage. But it's important to note that it's more about the international policies and the rules and regulations that are going to be rolled out by the FDA. That is, I would say, even more important than, you know, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, dropping the ban. I think that will definitely happen. We're seeing that across so many leagues where maybe there's still a THC or cannabis ban, but they're not testing for it. That's what the NBA and WNBA have done this season. They're not testing for those products. The NFL technically has a ban, but they're not punishing athletes for using those products. So I think we're seeing it more and more. But in terms of Olympians, you know, it's that international border issue that they just can't travel with these products.
So there's still some heavy lifting for, you know, in the idea of international leniency.
Yeah, exactly. And that really comes down to government policies and you know, globally, us being able to work together to give equal access to these products for our athletes. And that is a little bit beyond my pay grade. I can't really speak to the about the policymakers and what they're thinking and kind of what that will look like moving forward. But I do think, you know, at least allowing them to prepare with these products is a really great first step. I know a lot of our athletes just felt better, healthier, more recovered, and just like mentally relaxed going into the games, just being able to use our products to prepare for them. So that in itself is exciting for these athletes.
And internationally, you know, CBD is kind of an icebreaker for this, you know, the whole concept, right? Because that's part of normalizing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a nice, safe entry point to cannabis. You know, I think we have a long way to go still in this industry of just properly educating consumers. There's a lot of people that still don't know the difference between the marijuana plant, the hemp plant, CBD, THC, but I think more and more people are at least understanding, and especially athletes who are worried about having traces of THC in their system, because the consequences are so great for any athlete being tested by the IOC or by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Because if you test hot, like Shikari, you're out for that tournament and there's really no appealing it. If you get tested hot for, you know, in some of our domestic leagues, NBA, NFL, NHL, it's a week or two ban, but you're not out for the whole season. So the consequences are so great for these Olympians. You know, I think CBD has been a really safe entry point, and it's an effective cannabinoid. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful benefits to CBD. We all know there's more and more science coming out now about minor cannabinoids and about the entourage effect and just how powerful and beneficial it is to be able to use the full plant matter. But CBD itself is still, you know, it's still has really great results, especially around sleep and just mental relaxation and calmness and, you know, pain and anti-inflammatory effects.
Rachel, in your professional soccer career, unfortunately, you experienced some repetitive torn knee ligament injuries. That must have been a very difficult time for you. Did you personally use cannabis, either active THC or CBD, during your periods of rehabilitation and treatment for those injuries?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I grew up in the just say no to drugs era, like we all did. So I was very scared of using those type of products. I also have a really long family history of drug and alcohol abuse. So my relationship with drugs kind of growing up and in college when I started sustaining those injuries was kind of an emotional one. I thought that cannabis was sort of the gateway drug to harsher things, which we all know isn't true. But I actually was, you know, used quite an opiate, which is a bummer looking back. I didn't, this was back in, you know, 2007, 2008. So there wasn't a ton of information around the addictiveness of opiates, especially in collegiate sports and for that demographic. So unfortunately, I was, you know, overprescribed and abused and overused opiates and sleeping aids and to kind of help cope with the mental and emotional and physical pain of those rehabilitations. And I wish so badly that I would have had access to at least hemp products or access to more knowledge about it. I think that it would have saved me, it would have helped with my rehab. And I think it would have saved me kind of, you know, months going through the detox period after coming off of opiates.
Well, now you're involved in educating, you know, others about these opportunities. When did you know that you wanted to start a CBD brand? How did the idea for Mendi come about?
Oh, man, it was very organic. I will say that, Vivian. I had never thought of myself as someone who would be in this industry per se. But I mean, after having multiple knee injuries, I became just very, you know, very knowledgeable and very interested in the human body. And I was kind of wanting to know just anatomically, you know, what the heck was going on with my body, but also just physiologically too. So I switched my major from finance to biology, and it sort of set me on this course in sports science and health and wellness. So I actually got my master's degree in science and health and exercise. And I've been working in the health and wellness and fitness space for about a decade now. So, I mean, if you think of it that way, I've sort of always been working in the space of helping people feel their best, whether it's through movement or nutrition or supplementation. And during my time running my previous business as a performance coach, I, you know, became very knowledgeable about the role recovery plays in optimizing performance. And because you can only train so long in the gym and on the field. So most of what athletes are doing and what gives them that 1% margin over the next person is like all the little things that you can do outside of the court, outside of the gym or the field that can kind of better prepare you for the next day. whether how much you're sleeping, how much you're drinking, what you're putting in your body, the different recovery regimens that you're doing, supplementation, you know, protein intake, all that. So I became very interested in that. And then obviously, you know, cannabis and hemp played a large part in that. A lot of my athletes were using hemp and cannabis products at the time. And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. And there just wasn't really like a trusted brand that I knew of that was really speaking to the active athlete type of consumer. Someone who really was looking for a recovery supplement versus, you know, just the high effect of it. And that's when I started connecting the dots and doing my research and kind of going through my own self-discovery process with hemp first and cannabis. And just, you know, after a few months of using it consistently every day, I just saw dramatic effects in myself. And that's really what led me to Mindy. So it was very organic and it kind of just came out of a need.
What kind of response you had from your, you know, other folks in the sports and the sports community and beyond?
It's been really profound, actually. I think a lot of people in the sports landscape, whether it's an athlete or a team or a league, they feel, I think, relieved that there's a brand that they feel like they can trust, that's transparent, that, you know, outside of just making quality products, stands for the same values that they want, because that's important. If you're a league or a team and you're trying to fill the CBD category, it's important to make sure that you're sponsoring brands that really speak to your community and speak to your audience. So I think that there's been relief in that regard. And, you know, a lot of athletes have, at least the feedback that we keep getting is that they've been looking for a trusted brand their entire career. Obviously, you know, we're not just a brand for professional athletes, though. We definitely speak to anyone who lives an active lifestyle and busy lifestyle and wants to thrive using all natural solutions. So that's really like the core person that we try and speak to. But overall, the response has been really great. We're very, you know, we feel very blessed to have as much support as we do, especially in the sports landscape, and considering how much stigma there is around hemp and cannabis products.
My guest is Rachel Rapino. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our second segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Dazed and infused. Join sugar industry expert Latham Woodward for a happier hour each week for a lively and often hilarious discussion on the infusion of cannabis into food, beverages, and life. Explore exciting new culinary landscape trends with fascinating friends and guests who are leading the industry into the uncharted mainstream. Discover curated menus, enhanced cocktails, and live tastings. Life's a little sweeter here on Dazed and Infused.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with Rachel Rapino. Rachel, can you talk about your Mendy product line? What kind of products can people find from your business?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is obviously my favorite part about the job, is creating products that resonate with people. So we create products from the ground up that are specifically kind of formulated and designed to meet key areas, key benefits. So, you know, sleep, energy and focus, anxiety and stress, and pain relief. We have, within those like targeted benefits, we have 7 different product categories. So we have, you know, salve stick, that's a great kind of mess-free salve solution for on-the-go pain relief. We have a massage oil that has 10 different oils combined in it and a heating element. So it opens up that muscle tissue and gets kind of that deep targeted pain relief sensation. It's also a great stress reliever for most of us who hold stress in the kind of triangle of our upper back and neck, like myself. We have bath salts that are sourced right here from Neatarts Bay in Oregon. We partner with Jacobson Salco, and we have very wonderful all-natural unprocessed salts that it's oceanic salt, Dead Sea salt, Epsom salt. We have 4 scents with that. We have vegan real fruit extract gummies. We have vegan gel capsules as well. Both have 25 milligrams per capsule or gummy. And then we have a day tincture that specifically helps with energy and focus. And then we have a sleep tincture, obviously, that helps. It has a more sedative effect We've combined different terpenes and botanicals to really target that benefit. And then, am I missing anything? We obviously have an apparel line, we have a travel like DOP kit, and then we're launching a new product category in Q1 that we are very excited about.
Gosh, you've kind of become a scientist in the process of establishing this product line, right?
We have. I mean, I am a science. I'm actually staring at a pin on my desk right now that says, I love science. That is definitely my love in life. I've found myself, I mean, I love being an entrepreneur and I love building businesses. And I mean, you know, like so much of building a business is the nuts and bolts of it and operations and finance, but my true love is science and kind of optimizing the human body. So that's definitely the most fun part of my job when I'm not doing, you know, everything around operations and HR and finance.
Well, in this day and age, how exciting it is to talk to somebody who embraces science.
We do. We love science. We are definitely backed by science.
I never thought that would be a thing, man. Never thought that would be a novel thing, you know.
It's true. I know. Science is cool. CBD? We source our CBD from Oregon here. We, you know, we're very proud to have the backdrop that we have here in Oregon. So 85% of our supply chain is sourced right here from our backyard. So that includes our hemp CBD, both full spectrum, no THC, and then all the essential oils that we source, our botanicals, our terpenes, obviously the salt. So we source it from here, which is exciting for us. We have most of our manufacturers live in here in Oregon, and then we have a couple in Colorado as well.
That is awesome that you're not getting your CBD from, you know, overseas, like a lot of, you know, which we know is can often be compromised and inadequate, right?
It definitely can. Yeah. I mean, I think this is part of just, you know, us doing a better job as a whole, educating our consumers. You know, I think that there's a certain demographic and segment of the market that just kind of wants the cheapest stuff out there, and that's fine. There's also a demographic though, that is willing to pay a little bit more if they know where it's being grown. And, you know, one thing about hemp is it's not just about the dosages, where you're growing it and the quality of the air and the quality of the soil and the water that you're watering, because hemp and cannabis, they require quite a bit of water. That all needs to be free of pollutants as well. So if you're growing it in a place that maybe has a higher pollution rate, that's 100% going to affect the quality and purity of the plant, but also the yield of the CBD. So, you know, here in Oregon, because of the natural backdrop that we have very rich soil, because of the salt coast air that's coming in from the Oregon coast. And just because of the amount of rain that we get, our hemp plants yield one of the highest percentages of CBD than anywhere else in the world, which is a really cool story to tell. We want to be transparent like that. And we just want to be able to educate consumers on, you know, not just the dosages, but the quality of the hemp and CBD that they're putting in their body.
Yes. It's so important where you source your stuff, because cannabis hemp is one of the most effective natural remediators of heavy metals and radiation and stuff from the ground, which means it ends up in the plant, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just so exciting. Your product brand, Mendi, offers all natural solutions for sports and athletics performance recovery. You kind of touched on it, but what are your products an alternative to in terms of non-natural therapeutics? What are some of the more traditional treatments or substances that athletes can avoid by using your CBD-based products to treat their pain and inflammation? I imagine attain a more restful sleep.
Yeah. I mean, when we say alternatives, I mean, we're mostly talking about prescripted medications and over-the-counter medications that people can just buy in a drugstore. So obviously, number one is just getting people away from opiates. We know the harmful effects of it. We know how addictive it is. I was definitely a victim of being overprescribed and unfortunately, you know, misused opiates just because of the lack of knowledge that I had from my medical practitioners. But getting people away from prescripted pain relief medications, prescripted high anti-inflammatory medications, because those can also be dangerous if you're taking them for a long period of time and you have to be weaned off a product like Celebrex. You can't just cut it cold turkey. And then prescriptive sleeping aids, that's definitely an epidemic that's been happening, I would say, the past 10 years or so. People taking too much Ambien, you know, medications like Ambien, if you're overseas, medications like Stelnox, that also can be very dangerous and very harmful if you're taking it for a long period of time, if you're taking it and not going to sleep right away, or if you're combining it with other substances. So prescriptive medications, but then also over-the-counter medications. I mean, people have been taking Advil and Tylenol and ibuprofen for years. And don't get me wrong, there's a place for all that stuff, but you don't want to keep it in your system for a long period of time. There's detrimental effects, particularly around gut health. It's just beating people's stomachs up because it's just filled with acid. So it, you know, the acidity, it creates an imbalance in your stomach acids, and it just doesn't get to the root of the problem. So I think that's where we want to do our part in educating.
Attacks your liver, right?
Attacks your liver, your stomach. That's totally, you're right. Yeah. So we just want to help people, you know, mitigate pain, help with anti-inflammatories, help people sleep. And, you know, helping them feel more restful when they wake up the next day, and just really getting to the root of the issue, which is a systematic imbalance of your endocannabinoid system. And that's the story we're trying to tell. You know, I make this comparison all the time, especially to my athletes when I was training them, is we have no problem supplementing vitamins. We have no problem supplementing minerals like zinc and magnesium. We have no problem supplementing protein. You know, most people are taking a protein supplementation or a green supplementation every day because we're not getting it from all the foods that we're eating. And it's no different with your endocannabinoid system. You know, most of us don't make enough natural endocannabinoids. And so we have to supplement. We need to add cannabinoids to our system from phytocannabinoids from the hemp and cannabis plants, and feed our endocannabinoid system to create more balance throughout the day. And that's the science. I mean, that's quick and dirty science behind it. Obviously there's more that we could talk about, but that's the message that we're trying to convey with an all natural solution like hemp and cannabis, is just supplementing what your body already makes, but we don't make enough of.
Wow. You really have learned your cannabinoid medicine science there. That's really impressive. I'm talking to Rachel Pino. We're going to take another quick break and come back for our final question, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your every day with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back for the final segment with Rachel Rampino. Rachel, this is so exciting. I could, you know, I have so many other questions. I could talk to you for hours about this, but unfortunately we're kind of wrapping up the show. I'm curious, what is the best way for people to access and purchase your Mendi products? And what final thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, the best way to find us is at our website, www.themendico.com. We have wholesale partners kind of throughout the country, but we're mostly direct to consumer. And so you're not going to find us in big box stores at this point. So come to our site, check us out, learn all the information that you can, order some products. Promise you it won't disappoint. And then I would say, you know, the last thing that we didn't really talk, we talked a lot about products and all natural solutions and all natural alternatives and kind of my story a little bit, but you know, an important piece of Mendi and of our brand is, we also want to do our part, aside from making good products and aside from, you know, helping people feel better naturally. We also, as a company and as a leadership group, we want to make sure we're doing our part in being part of the solution, not part of the problem when it comes to equity and equality disparities in this industry. You know, a lot of people probably don't know that this industry was really built off the backs of Black and Brown communities. And those are the same people that are not reaping a lot of the same economic benefits as other people. The marijuana industry in general has really been moved along also by the queer community. And those, again, are a lot of the same people that are being pushed out. And so that's a really important element of our brand values, is just championing inclusivity and doing our part to build equity and equality in the hemp, cannabis, and in the sports landscape. And I think that's something that a lot of brands should think about too. I mean, you know, it's important to obviously educate consumers, but we also want to make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable and having these conversations whenever we can, because I think it's, you know, I think a lot of consumers now, they want to know that the brands that they're buying from have a social conscience and have a heartbeat and kind of want to do the right thing. And so I just kind of wanted to add that as a layered element of the Mindy brand.
Absolutely. You know, it's been so exciting to speak with you, Rachel, and it's just so impressive that, you know, you are honoring marginalized communities and prioritizing social equity. That's a pet peeve actually on this show. I wish I had more time to talk to you. I wish you the absolute best of luck with your new line of CBD products found at themendyco.com. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present.
Yeah, Vivian, the feeling is mutual. I really, again, appreciate you taking the time to chat with me and showcasing Mindy to your audience. And I wish you all the best too. Let's maybe do this again sometime.
That's a great idea. You have a good one. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. See you next week, folks. Stay strong. Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.